This is Nick Wright with Zachary Fillingham from geopoliticalmonitor.com. And I'm here with Zach today to talk about Greece's upcoming parliamentary election, which is going to be taking place on October 20th, 2019. So Zach, tell us a little bit about Greece, its upcoming election, and why it's important and what impact it will have both on Greece, but also on international politics and affairs.
Okay, well, Greece, it's pretty amazing developments over the last 5 years or so. Obviously, Greece was the fiscal basket case of Europe and the recipient of a substantial, unprecedented and huge bailout from both the IMF and the European Union. And it had to take a whole lot of bitter medicine over the course of those years. I think this election in particular is interesting. It's going to happen, I think it's scheduled to happen right now on October 20th. It's a parliamentary election, and if you'll remember, the Syriza party is currently in control of the Greek government. It's governing in coalition with the Independent Greeks, which is a small far right party. And if you can remember back to 2015, I mean, like, it's incredible the difference that 4 years makes, because back then it was we were all feeling like we were standing on the precipice of disaster, a potential collapse of the European Union, because the Syriza party, which came out of nowhere and was treated in the mainstream media as a far left quote unquote radical party. Radical is always dropped in every article back then. The radical Syriza party. It came to power with a sort of no austerity message. Like, actually, it's kind of similar to Brexit these days. It came to power on a message that no, it could negotiate a better deal. The problem wasn't these sort of systemic constraints with the current government. It was a problem with the negotiating. So basically, it's the same argument that Jeremy Corbyn is currently advancing in the United Kingdom, that there should be a general election because the problem is the May government can't negotiate. So if Corbyn could negotiate, if only he could negotiate, get a seat at the table, he would negotiate a better deal. It's the same way back in 2015. Basically, Syriza went to the public and said, we can get a better deal. They were promising something that they could not deliver, that was sort of by all outside observers, like, knew that could not be delivered. But they won, and then they tried to play hardball, and they had that referendum. I don't know if you remember, but the referendum even said no to accepting the austerity deal. And then they ignored the referendum. There was another snap election. And basically, at the end of the day, they just accepted every single austerity policy that was being advanced by Berlin. So this quote-unquote radical party ended up being more establishment than the establishment. So...
And Zach, how much of that was because they really had no choice and there was enormous pressure being put on them? And how much of that was because they simply said that they needed to say?
Oh, I say this without any judgment. You know, like I said, anyone who was following the events at the time knew that there was no flexibility in that negotiating position. And, you know, at the end of the day, they got elected on that. They're still, you know, Tsipras, Alex Tsipras, still the prime minister of Greece because of that original fantasy, that there was flexibility, that there was something to be done, right? So I don't approach, like, I'm not saying that you know, something else could have been done. I'm just saying that back in 2015, that's where we were, and now we're in 2019, right? Syriza is going back to the polls later this year. And it has transformed from a quote-unquote radical party to basically, as I said before, more establishment than the establishment. And it's not necessarily, going by present polls, it's not a strategy that's serving them terribly well, because they're trailing against new they're trailing behind New Democracy under Kyriakos Mitsotakis by about 10 to 15 points.
And what impact will Greece's position and Greece's election have on the broader EU and Greece's role?
I think that, you know, it's quite possible that the Greek election will come and go without, you know, it will just be a minor footnote in this sort of global stream of news. But I would say that there are some elements present in the Greek polity that suggest, in a sort of medium to long-term sense, maybe not everything is totally well. There's a bit of triumph, celebration over, the third bailout being over and having averted this economic disaster of the Greek sovereign debt crisis. But it's not necessarily totally true that that's the case, because the Greek economy as it currently stands, obviously it is much improved from 2015 or 2012 when the crisis really peaked, but it's still very vulnerable. So like, in particular, the Greek banking system has never really been able to get this toxic debt off of its balance sheet. So, for example, unemployment is still at 20%. There's still a lot of cronyism and corruption in the Greek political system between the political and the economic elite. There's still this inability to create an advanced attack system that is actually efficient and able to collect revenue. Like, there's a huge backlog of revenue or tax collections in both the individual households and businesses, which obviously impacts Greece's government revenue. And finally, the story that I just went through with the sort of rise and fall of Syriza as a radical party, that sort of arc inevitably creates voter disenfranchisement because people thought they were voting for some sort of actual, you know, ideological movement that ends up being diluted into this sort of centrist neoliberal party we see throughout the Western world. It basically, as we've seen time and time again, that will either make people turn away from politics in general, or it will push them towards radical options. So, although going by present polls, I don't think that there's a real risk for this election cycle, as the neo-fascist Golden Dawn, the far-right Golden Dawn, is only polling around 5%, which is, I think, even less than the last election. But I think if you look further into the future, the conditions are there in Greece for a new political crisis. It might just be a case of a small economic crisis down the road, just basically toppling a very fragile Greek recovery.
And what sort of sentiment and support is there in Greece for a pullout from the EU? Is that something that is
It remains unpopular. I think it even remained unpopular at the height of the crisis. The 2015 referendum asked the question of accepting the bailout terms. So they voted no. They didn't want to accept the bailout terms. But even then, it wasn't a direct question, in and out question about the EU, which is remains relatively popular. Not universally popular, but relatively popular. And at this point in time, after the Greek state has accepted so much austerity and people have been asked to make so many sacrifices, it would seem pretty counterintuitive for that to happen at this point in time. But like I said, down the line, I think it's possible. If we ever see a repeat of the kind of crisis that that broke out last decade. I mean, if you're a Greek citizen, where do you turn? I don't think you're going to, and actually Greek politicians are emphatic on this point. They're not going to do the same thing, you know? If there's another crisis down the line, they're not going to do, oh, another 10 years of austerity, guys. Like, that's just not acceptable. So at that point, I think you'll have a radicalization of politics, as I just touched down on. You'd also have way more credible movements to pull out because for anything, a total lack of alternative options.
And in terms of an economic vision for the future, is what the parties are offering different? And if so, how? What are the different visions that are being put forward in the upcoming election?
They're relatively similar. Tsipras has advanced a pretty a hard austerity platform over his first term in office. And the Greek government has been reporting surpluses from it. So like there's definitely been success there in reining in the government's finances. His opposition, the New Democracy leader, Mitsotakis, who is actually, he is, so you have, the prime minister is the radical turned establishment, and Mitsotakis is the establishment turned establishment. Like, he is the son of a prime minister, you know, I forget where he was educated. He's educated at somewhere like Harvard or Oxford or something. Definitely the sort of neoliberal politician, the business-friendly politician who, you know, is running on a platform of attracting investment and sort of cutting the fat of the Greek state, et cetera, et cetera. So you basically have two establishment pro-business politicians. They're, I saw that Tsipras has been accused of ramping up or creating a bunch of new civil service jobs and giving handouts over the last couple months in the lead up to the election. But I think that they're essentially rather similar.
So does that mean that there hasn't been a radicalization resulting from disenfranchisement due to the referendum not being followed?
It hasn't happened so far. I think it's a risk to happen in the future. It will be interesting to see the turnout of this election, because I think you'll get somewhat of an indication from that how people feel about mainstream politics.
And are there any other issues that are on the agenda other than economy and relationship with EU and
One interesting thing is that obviously the ongoing saga with the Macedonian name change has yet to be resolved. I was reading an article, cannot remember where, but an article that was basically making the argument that since Greek politics in financial terms is kind of on autopilot, there's no space for either governing party to make any significant changes because they're all following the dictates of essentially the bailout program and they're still following the dictates of the bailout program. So the real debate in Greek politics has turned to cultural issues, as we've seen again elsewhere in the Western world. And one of the biggest cultural issues right now is the naming of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, which, for those of us who don't know, shares the same name as a region of northern Greece. So this is a very contentious issue because the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia wants to be called Macedonia, but the Greek state does not want, or there are many Greek citizens that do not want that because it will basically overlap with Macedonia, the Greek province, and it will imply in the future that it is a different cultural entity from Greece proper. So there was a deal in place to, I think it was North Macedonia. It was going to call itself North Macedonia, But that deal fell through because it proved to be too unpopular in the Greek electorate. And actually, Tsipras just survived a confidence vote on it. So we're still going to have the election on October 20th. But interestingly, this whole process, which has been going on for years and years and years, remains unresolved. The deal fell through. But interestingly, this plays into Russia relations as well, because Russia is against the resolution of the deal, or the resolution of the name crisis, because so long as this crisis exists, Macedonia, the former Yugoslavia, Republic of Macedonia, will not be able to join Western institutions like NATO, because it will continue to be blocked by Athens.
And is there any resolution in sight, or could this be drawn out for?
I think it could quite possibly be drawn out. It could quite possibly be drawn out to the Greek election, because it has become too politically radioactive for the government.
And Zach, what's the root of the same name? Do you know? Is it cultural? Is it?
Oh, I think it's just, you know, it's the same problem that bedevils all sorts of European countries. That's the way that the maps were drawn when empires broke down. I mean, like, and it's just become a point of national pride. It's like I said before, when substantive policy cannot be debated, then the focus turns to diversions, identity, cultural, you know, the politics of scandal. So this is a very, very big issue in Greece. And it's for the last couple months, it's been dominating the discussion.
Interesting. Well, lots of time between now and October for a lot of new developments and political changes. Thanks, Zach, so much for providing us with this update. And for our listeners, if you'd like to read more about this and other issues, you can check out our website at geopoliticalmonitor.com. So thanks again for listening, and until next time.